Sandy Sulzbach and her husband Rob are seeking around $3.7 million in damages from the city of Sitka after Sulzbach was injured on city property in 2016. Sulzbach alleges that a ceiling decoration at Harrigan Centennial Hall fell, hitting her on the head during a dance rehearsal. Over 2 weeks, jurors heard all of the evidence in the case, and on Friday, attorneys representing the plaintiffs and the defendant made closing arguments. The Alaska Day Festival Committee was leasing part of Centennial Hall for the 2016 celebration. Sulzbach was a member of the New Archangel Dancers group that was set to perform, and they were using the space to rehearse while it was being decorated. Attorney Mark Choate argued on behalf of the Sulzbach family that the city of Sitka had behaved negligently by not exercising reasonable care in supervising an Alaska Day volunteer, John Farrick, who hung the decoration that fell, a chandelier made of fabric and multiple metal rings that weighed around 6 pounds.
But the professionals control access to the building. Sandy Sulzbach doesn't. John Farrick doesn't. The Alaska Days Committee doesn't. It's the paid professional staff for this public facility. Who controls access to the main hall? Again, professional staff. The people trained and paid to make sure this facility is safe for the public.
During his closing arguments, Choate spoke of Sulzbach's injuries, spinal injuries and difficulty walking, regular headaches, an eye that now points inward, as well as the effect it had on her ability to care for her children and her home, and her ability to dance.
She was a wonderful spinner, and I'm not a dancer, but all of us have something we love, you know? We have something that's meaningful to us. It could be hunting. It could be going out in the boat to fish. There are things that are important to us that if they're taken away, they have value. And for Sandy, she loves to dance.
All in all, he argued for compensation spread over the next 40 years of Sulzbach's life to the tune of around $3.7 million. Timothy Bowman argued on behalf of the city. He said that the responsibility rested on Farrick, the volunteer who installed the light fixture.
Is it reasonable to have to follow around everybody who comes into the building to decorate? Is that reasonable, particularly when the person who is coming in to decorate, or who you see has come in to decorate, is a person who's been doing it for years and years and years without ever having any problem? Is it reasonable?
Bowman said the amount the Sulzbachs were requesting was extreme, and he questioned the nature of her injury and how dramatically it impacted her life. While she couldn't drive at night or into downtown Houston, where the Sulzbachs now live, Bowman said she can still drive.
If somebody is brain injured and they're impaired from driving, I would argue that she would not be driving at all. Not only is she driving, but she's driving around with her kids. If she really thought that she was a hazard behind the wheel, there is no way that Mrs. Sulzbach would drive around with her kids.
And as for the dancing,
I don't have any doubt that she loved the New Archangel Dancers. I don't have any doubt that she was dedicated. But the whole yarn that this is interrupted some lifelong love of dance is just not borne out by the facts. Mrs. Sulzbach did not train at the Juilliard. She is not part of the Moscow Ballet.
After closing arguments, the jury went into deliberations, stopping at 4:30 on Friday afternoon. They'll continue deliberations this week. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.